we know that there's been some movement within the OMB with the EPA. So how does that react back to the grain complex on the day? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sue Martin joins us today with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. So a lot of anticipation of where we were going to move forward. Now it sounds like, Sue, we might have some answers by the end of this next month.
That's right. It's the EPA had sent over their proposal to the OMB, and now they will take a look at it and make the final decisions by the end of March is what is thought or expected. And I think it probably will be that case. And so there's some pretty good optimism by the commercials. And of course, the crush is very strong and very profitable for the processors. And so crushing for bean oil is certainly pushing the beans, the bean oil market higher, just on the news that it has gone over to the OMB. And it was anticipated that yesterday that it might go yesterday by evening, and it appears that has been the case. And then you look at soy meal, and of course soy meal's had a nice weekly rally here, even maybe for the month. But bean oil is making higher highs for the month, and these are new highs over a year ago. So bean oil certainly is offering soybeans a chance to try to stabilize on their good corrective break that they had off of new highs that they made overnight. And then soy meal, I look at soy meal, we have, a record foreign production deficit of soy meal, and that means you take the U.S. out of the picture, leave everyone else in the world, China, Brazil, Argentina, what have you, in, and it shows almost a record need, if it's not record, demand for the world. And so our soy meal is going to have a home. It's going to find a home. And, of course, now China, they don't like to import meal so much. They prefer to import the whole beans and crush themselves. So, I think that when I look at it, our soy meal demand is good, even on exports, and that also is a very good line item for crushing, but it's the bean oil that is certainly trying to lead the way, and that's allowing for the beans after it had that good hard break off of some news out of Bloomberg where there was concerns that we would maybe not see the good direction between President Trump and President Xi at the end of March when he was supposed to go over, I think, on the 28th and be there through April 1st. But I'm not sure because it seems like Bloomberg's the main one that's just talking about this. And to be honest with you, the bean market was getting awfully rich, very overbought, still is. But if we close only at 4 or 5 lower, it's the same thing we did on February 20th, made a higher high for the move. Since the first of the year, and then took out the previous, we took out the previous 3-4 days of lows and turned around and floated right back and closed just minimally lower. The market's trying to do it again today, but we do have an ascending triangle going or wedge. And a lot of times you will break out the downside of those. And quite honestly, Susan, my indicators are extremely overdone. I wouldn't mind seeing a correction here for a little bit, because I think it would set the stage to take this market even higher.
So do you think there's any pressure with the soybeans because we've got such lack of workings going on right now with China and the wait for them?
Well, you know, I think that when we look at China and there's talk that, you know, they made from President Trump, which came out on the 4th of February, that China would maybe be buying another 8 million metric tons. You know, if you look at market behavior, I think there is something to it. Now, I tend to be an optimist, but when you watch this market and it breaks, it gets quiet on the break and it starts floating right back up. And then we try to push and make higher highs. Now, overnight, our rally to higher highs was the best we've had this week. And but pushing even to new highs since the first of the year. And, in fact, the May contract of beans got to, I think it was 1172 and 3/4 or a half. And the highest close you had on this year's May contract last November was 1170 3/4. So we managed to push over that. The high last November on the 17th, 18th was 1177 and I think 3/4 or a half. So the market came within 5 cents of that. We're doing a good job grinding our way up to those highs of a year ago. And basically, I think China will be buying beans from the U.S. And we have to keep in mind, unless something totally goes awry, and President Trump had already said he wasn't going to add any more tariffs to China. So having said that, I think all of this other rhetoric might be just noise in the market. And I think my take is I'm going to watch and see if it actually comes to fruition. But I think China would be good about the noise for a moment because they want the market to break so they can come in and buy more. And we have to keep in mind, they're also going to be buying, because they had agreed to this, that they would buy 25 million metric tons for the 26-27 crop year, the 27-28, and the 28-29. Well, quite honestly, I think they're going to do it. And what's to say they can't already be buying some of those new crop beans now? And then in Brazil, you have the Brazilian real just a hair over 5-1 to the dollar. And that's not good for the Brazilian farmer. They sell their crops in dollars and buy their inputs in reals. But they're harvesting. So now isn't really the time they need a lot of inputs. So they've all of a sudden have slowed up their making cash sales. And then on top of it, continued rains center to more so north, northeast, and then dry again in the south. So harvest continues to run behind a year ago.
Sue Martin joining us today. Sue with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is your Thursday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.